You've tried talking about that Ars Technica, I think it was an article that was, who wrote it? I think it was Ars, but I can't remember, that said that you can jam this stylus back in, and you can. It goes in, this is backwards.
Yeah, yeah, Phil Nickenson from Android Central did a couple days ago. He told people not to do this, but they didn't. Yeah, they didn't. But Samsung issued a statement now, which is amazing.
What did they say? People
they should read the manual.
You're inserting it wrong.
We highly recommend our Galaxy Note 5 users follow the instructions in the user's guide to ensure they do not experience such an unexpected scenario caused by reinserting the S pin in the other way around.
Yeah. You're inserting it wrong.
Wow. Yes.
So, what happens but is the truth is, it's very easy to do that. Oh, I just did it. Oh, crap.
Leo.
And that's their official stance is RTFM? Yeah.
It's not, Leo, are you serious? Did you just do it?
Apparently, wrote withdraw the stylus.
I thought because it went in so easily. I thought, oh, this isn't going to be a problem to get it out.
Oh my God.
The clippers closed down on it. Apparently,
they did. Yeah. And now you're not supposed to rip it out. You're supposed to gently.
Yes.
No. I can do that. Don't get those pliers anywhere near it. Oh my God! I can't believe I just did that.
You inserted
a hammer and pushed it in the whole rest of the way.
No, I haven't damaged the thing yet. The damage occurs because it's still loosely in there. The damage occurs when you... So something closed on it, Renee?
Yeah, apparently there's some sort of gripper inside. At least that's from the stories that I've read.
There is. I feel like it's gripped it.
And the problem is that if you pull it out in an injudicious fashion that way, then it won't break the phone. It will just damage the sensor that the thing uses to detect whether the stylus is inside the holder or not, so that you will lose that cool feature where as soon as you dislodge it, you pull it out, it's ready to take.
Don't come at me with tools, please. I think this.
What if you paint it with like black rubber and you tell people it's a cellular antenna?
Yeah. There you go.
Just hold the phone upside down; it'll look like an antenna.
It'll be the Galaxy OG, right?
The old school. I thought that it would be harder to do. I should have read that. It's the manual. Yeah. I thought that, at some point it will give me some resistance. Then I'll push on it, and that's when I'll be in trouble. But in fact, it just loosely slid in, and then tried to retract it.
That illustrates a lot, though.
So
it
is a problem. Yeah. You know what? It is a
problem. Samsung claiming that read the manual, otherwise, you know, this is going to happen to you. Like, if there's no resistance whatsoever, it just seems like it would be very easy to make that mistake.
Yeah, because you're not even looking.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
But, Leo, it's going to be okay, right? Because you can take it to the Genius Bar.
Oh, no, the Smarty Pants Bar.
Smarty Pants Bar.
Yeah. I'm always pleased when, like, Samsung seems to be learning stuff. Like, with the Galaxy S6, it's the nicest phone they've made in a while. But it's like, I wish that you would... There's somebody you need to hire or fire at that company that says, well...
That
you
was
know,
really too easy.
That's the sort of thing that a higher life form would not design a phone that way. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, somebody just didn't
test it first. Put a Twizzler in, see what happens.
Somebody didn't really think about it. So what's happened is the top is now trapped inside a some sort, and it's still, you can see it's still loose. In fact, every time I do this, the buzzer goes off that I've removed the pen. So it's on the sensor there.
It's like a book or something.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure that if you've got an appropriate spudger, you could slide it out.
Yeah, I need a spudger. So I was poo-pooing this story because I thought, well, you'd have to be a moron to stick this in the wrong way.
Apparently so.
Hey, zing.
Sorry.
Apparently.
The joke was right there. I had to do it. You're not a moron. This is a badly designed product.
Apparently you don't.